International Bible Study Commentary, verse-by-verse Bible lessons through the Bible, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 14 through 24. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New Revised Standard Version, John 7, 14 through 24. About the middle of the festival, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. The Jews were astonished at it, saying, "How does this man have such learning, when he has never been taught?" Then Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own. Those who speak on their own seek their own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and there is nothing false in him. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why are you looking for an opportunity to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is trying to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I performed one work, and all of you are astonished. Moses gave you circumcision. It is, of course, not from Moses, but from the patriarchs, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, in order that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I healed a man's whole body on the Sabbath? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Study Commentary, The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 14 through 24. John 7, 14. About the middle of the festival, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. After the crowds had plenty of time to discuss Jesus and who he was at the Feast of Booths, Jesus went into the temple to teach. John did not record all Jesus taught, but we know Jesus taught in parables, see Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and Jesus also taught in figures of speech, see John. Earlier in his ministry, Jesus had cleansed the temple and driven out the money changers. In John chapter 7, verse 7, Jesus had told his brothers that he testified that the world's works are evil. So he might have continued to testify that in the temple. Jesus may have taught from the Hebrew Scriptures and encouraged people to repent of their sins, as John the Baptist had preached. John 7, 15. The Jews were astonished at it, saying, "How does this man have such learning, when he has never been taught?" The Jews, the religious leaders, were concerned about the academic credentials of their teachers. For example, the Apostle Paul said his academic credentials included having Gamaliel as his teacher. See Acts 22, verse 3. As far as they could tell, Jesus had no academic credentials. He did not quote as authorities any teachers who had gone before him. He did not quote from their traditions. They did not know anyone who taught Jesus what he knew. Yet they admitted and were astonished at Jesus' knowledge of the Hebrew Scriptures and his application and interpretation of them. John 7, 16. Then Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me." Note carefully, Jesus did not say, "My teaching is mine." But just as they had teachers, so did Jesus. Jesus said his teaching was the teaching of the person who sent him. We know the one who sent Jesus was the Father in heaven. The authorities could have understood what Jesus meant, but Jesus was humble and pointed people to the teaching of God, who had taught them the truth in their scriptures. In John chapter 3, verse 11, Jesus included the Father and himself when he told Nicodemus, "We speak of what we know and testify to what we've seen." Jesus astonished people because his teaching was the authoritative teaching of God and not that of their rabbis. John 7:17. Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own. Jesus spoke a universal truth that applies to everyone at all times. To know the truth of God, the truth about God, to know God personally, you must resolve to do the will of God and be willing to do the will of God. Notice, Jesus did not say, resolve to obey the law of God, for these religious teachers had many interpretations of the law of God, and yet they did not know God. If someone truly wants to do the will of God, the Holy Spirit will find a way to lead them to Jesus and his teaching, for his teaching is from God the Father and not in any way his own apart from God. John 7:18. Those who speak on their own seek their own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and there is nothing false in him. I have read and heard people say in so many words, the Bible says, fill in the blank, but I believe, fill in the blank, or the Bible says it is wrong to, fill in the blank, but I think it is okay to, fill in the blank. Jesus would say these people are seeking their own glory. They are placing themselves above the Bible and judging the Bible to be wrong. Jesus refused to do that. Jesus sought to glorify, honor, proclaim, and tell the truth about his Father and our Father who sent him. The Father is true, and Jesus was true to God the Father and his Word. There is nothing false in the Father or the Son. See Titus chapter 1, verse 2, and Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. As Christians, we seek the glory of the Father and the Son with the help of the Holy Spirit. They are true, and there is nothing false in them or in their words to us in the Bible. John 7:19. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why are you looking for an opportunity to kill me? The religious leaders did not resolve to do the will of God. If they did, they would have recognized that Jesus' teaching was from God. They took pride in their knowledge of the law and the academic credentials that they thought made them authorities on the right interpretation of God's law. They thought Jesus was wrong, but Jesus pointed out that none of them obeyed the law of God. If they obeyed God's law, they would love God and their neighbor. They would live as God revealed in Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Jesus knew they plotted to kill him, so he spoke to their conscience, which he knew they had hardened against God the Father and him. John 7:20. The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is trying to kill you?" The crowd could not see into the hearts or understand the intentions of their religious leaders. Instead, they thought Jesus was crazy and possessed by the devil to say such an outlandish thing. for they were listening intently to the discussion between Jesus and their leaders. Even before he left Galilee, Jesus knew the leaders hated him and wanted to kill him. Jesus did not defend himself or his teaching or answer their questions. Instead, Jesus focused on the scriptures and spoke to their hardened conscience. John 7:21. Jesus answered them, "I performed one work, and all of you are astonished." Jesus referred to the work or good deed he performed at the pool of Bethsaida when he healed a man who had been ill for 38 years. The healing astonished them, especially the crowd who had probably heard of the man's being healed by Jesus and perhaps knew the man. But the religious leaders believed their interpretations of the scriptures, and they said Jesus had broken the Sabbath law and deserved to die. They did not keep the law of Moses in their hearts, and they would soon kill Jesus when his hour came. John 7:22. Moses gave you circumcision. It is, of course, not from Moses, but from the patriarchs, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. Jesus displayed part of his great learning when he qualified that actually circumcision went back to the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and not just as far back as the time of Moses. Male Jews were circumcised on the eighth day after they were born, even when that eighth day happened to be on the Sabbath when no work was to be done. Circumcision took precedence over the rule against working on the Sabbath. Gentiles who converted to Judaism as adult males would also be circumcised on the Sabbath, as taking precedence over the law of the Sabbath. John 7:23. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, in order that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I healed a man's whole body on the Sabbath? When these two ceremonial laws conflicted, the Jews decided the law regarding circumcision was more important to obey than keeping the law of the Sabbath. Circumcision was surgery on one small part of the body. If circumcision or surgery was allowed on one part of the body, Jesus said that healing a man's whole body was even more important. Therefore, healing could be done on the Sabbath, as taking precedence over the law to do no work on the Sabbath. He concluded that to be consistent, they should not be angry with him, but allow him to obey the law of God and love his neighbor. They did not know or want to obey the law of love that would heal someone whenever given the opportunity, no matter what day of the week. John 7:24. Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. The religious leaders sought to glorify themselves and thought Jesus was seeking to glorify himself. They thought Jesus healing on the Sabbath was one way he was seeking to draw attention to himself. They judged by appearances. They thought Jesus had no concern about obeying the law of God. Therefore, he violated the Sabbath laws. They judged by appearances. If they had made just and right judgments, they would have judged that Jesus acted in love to heal a sick man when he had the opportunity, no matter what day it was. Obeying the law of love, which is the moral law, loving God and loving acts toward others, takes precedence over obeying a ceremonial law. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What is the law of God? 2. Is there a problem with the law of God? Explain your answer. 3. What is the will of God? 4. Is there a problem with the will of God? Explain your answer. 5. How can someone know if Jesus or anyone else was sent from God or not? International Bible Lesson, The Law and the Will of God. John chapter 7, verse 17. Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own. First, consider what Jesus did not say. Jesus did not say, anyone who resolves to do the law of God will know, because this was the standard of judgment used by the scribes and Pharisees. The main occupation of the Pharisees was debating, defining, and defending the law of God as they understood it from previous teachers over hundreds of years. Based on their interpretation of the law of Moses, they had already decided that Jesus was breaking the law of God. They accused Jesus of breaking the law of the Sabbath when he healed the sick on the Sabbath, and of desecrating the name of God when he called God his Father. Now, consider what Jesus truly promised. Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know. But what is the will of God? In general, we would say, love God and love your neighbor. But that was the law of love the Pharisees also debated. So Jesus told them the parable of the Good Samaritan to explain it. See the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Those Jesus spoke to desperately needed to understand and resolve to do the will of God, as declared by the prophet in Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. If people truly resolve to do the will of God, they will understand whether Jesus' teaching or anyone else's teaching is from God, the person who sent Jesus, or human philosophers and speculators. We will conclude with praying through John chapter 7, verses 14 through 24. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, who faced death to teach us what we need to know until his hour came, and he died on the cross for our sins, that we might be justly and mercifully forgiven by you and receive the gift of eternal life. Father, the more we learn about Jesus and about what he taught, the more we find ourselves amazed at his teaching. No one before or since Jesus has courageously taught the truth to friend and foe alike. We thank you for working so closely with Jesus that his teaching was the result of your teaching. We also thank Jesus for expressing your teaching in a way that we could begin to understand, but not totally comprehend. O Lord Jesus, we want to know your will so we can do your will, readily and completely, without complaining or hesitation. We know, Jesus, that your teaching is from God, and that the Bible truthfully reveals who you are and what you taught. Please help us believe more and more in you and what you taught each day. Please fill us with your Holy Spirit to guide and empower us to live according to the truth, for you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, we do not want any falsehood or untruths within us. We only want to live, teach, and show forth by our behavior the truth of your word. We want to glorify and honor you by always saying and doing what will bring you glory. Please prevent us from falsely judging by appearances, and help us judge with right judgment, according to the leading of your word, the Bible, and your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Copyright 2020 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. All rights reserved. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.